It's time now for Fashionista Friday with Monica Bothan from Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson, Minnesota. She's got the look, and she's got a cup of coffee, and she got treats, and she's ready to go. How you doing, Monica?
Better, now that I'm here with the awesome coffee from Maynard.
Yes, and you brought some donuts over, so we're in good shape here today, I'll tell you.
I had to get some treats in Dawson before I left town because I thought, you never know if you see the train or whatever.
That's right.
I think, you know what? I kind of take turns coming to Casey's in Dawson, and then sometimes I come to Casey's in Madison, kind of spread it around a little.
Yeah, I think you've been over to Jubilee a time or two over there.
Oh, yeah, and then you can't forget about Jubilee.
Jubilee is a good bakery over there, that's for sure. So, well, how you doing, Monica? What's going on in the fashion world here since last time we got together?
Well, so this is kind of the time of the year that people don't know what to wear. So
it's kind of spring, but really not spring.
Yeah. They call it fool. I looked at Facebook the other night. It said fool's spring, which is true.
I'll take it, though, even if it's just a couple of days.
So. I mean, it isn't 25 below zero. Right. Your seats don't feel crisp when you get in the vehicle.
That's right.
And it is coming. It's coming.
That's right.
You know?
Never know. In Minnesota, you never know. I mean, this could be. Maybe it is spring. Maybe it's 20 inches of snow coming
tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah.
As I was helping people in my vacation room, which is in an uproar right now. That's the one. This is good news, though. This is the one room that I have left. I did a whole revamp in my store. And
I saw some pictures on Facebook there. You got some new decorating going on.
Yeah, And the thing of it is what's really, really fun is, believe it or not, I was organizing because the runway this fall is, they're really bringing, brown never went out, people. It's just, brown is real predominant this fall. And so the brown boots, everybody always says they want black boots, and we get black boots. Yeah. And then maybe we want a second pair. So maybe we want some bronze or brown. So my whole half of my shoe room now, the whole wall, and actually I can get to the wall now, the slat wall, I have all my brown stuff. Like I have my fur coats, I have some dresses, I have all the different things that go back and forth with brown. And actually my customers loved it yesterday.
All right.
It was so fun for them to, they're like, wow, this is so cool, Monica. And I'm like, yeah, it only took me about a week to work on it. But you never know, when you're a one-person show, you never know when to start. You don't know if you're going to have customers or
right.
You don't know when you have customers or, you know.
Just about have to do it all between midnight and 6 or something. So.
But my hubby, he's so good. He goes, now, just do your stuff when you're open. And then when your day's off, you know, then you can do stuff in the house or our own house or whatever. Well,
last time we got together, Monica, you had all kinds of color and things.
Yes.
Well, today we're a little more subdued, but you've got white,
a lot of white
and a lot of black and white today.
Yeah. Yep. So we're really pronouncing what to wear now, black and white, black and gold, different events coming up, weddings. So I thought I'd kind of touch on a little bit of everything. And then I brought some freight in, too.
Oh, boy, freight. Yeah, I know Paul gets pretty excited about that. I get to open some freight here today.
So I thought, you know, we could do a little freight, too. But for right now, for people that don't know what to wear to a wedding or a shower or just an event, please come on in and look at my black white room, which is finished finally. I have a lot of cute stuff in that room. Plus, what is Monica wearing? I have a black and white V-neck sweater, which was one of my hot items that I reordered, and I've got a bunch more in. And then I have my blingy black cruisers and my black pull-on pants that are just comfy. They have a wider waistband.
A little bling there with the jewelry. You got a necklace. You got a couple bracelets on.
The wrap bracelets. Actually, I'm doing this Runway to Remember in Marshall on March 21st,
I
believe.
Yeah, we've been advertising that. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's so wonderful. So I ordered a whole bunch of these wrap bracelets because they're just kind of easy to transport, and they are huge for spring. And it looks like you have 3-4 bracelets, but it's just one.
It's kind of handy.
Yeah, and it just wraps around. So, yeah, I've been getting ready for that. Maybe that's why I've been organizing my store so much, because I've got all these wonderful events coming up. But so mark your calendars for that, one way to remember. Plus, they're allowing me to have a vendor table there, so that's going to be really interesting to decide what I bring for that table when I have a store of, you know, so much stuff. But right now, the little jean jackets, I have a shorter jean jacket, this white one with the little black and white striped hoodie. This is a wardrobe must-have. Everybody should have this in their wardrobe, whether it's a black and white stripe narrow or wider or whatever. This is so cute. You always have an outfit. And this little white jean jacket, you can wear all
year. It can go with all kinds of things, couldn't it?
Yeah, and isn't it cute? And then I also have this little white jean that I just got in with exposed hem. So it's got a raw edge of white fringes on the bottom. And I just think this is so cute. So, yeah, you can pair it up with white or you can pair it up with black. And it's just so cute. And the denim jackets that are coming in, I have some that are long, which are great for with tunics and things. Or I have the, not a super short one, but more like a waist one. And that's wonderful to wear over layering pieces. And, you know, we're in Minnesota, so we layer. We get warm or we get cold, so we layer.
I always thought you got to be kind of brave to wear white. I've always stayed away from white because with my luck, I always, you know, I'll put on a white shirt and go to a wedding, you know, 100 miles away. And the first thing I do is slop some gravy on it, you know, or something.
Yep, or pour coffee down the front.
Pour coffee down the front.
I was going to wear, I'm glad you brought up the white shirt thing, because I brought a white shirt. Maynard, you could unpack that for me.
Okay, let me do that here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody needs a white shirt in their wardrobe. And why? Because if you have any kind of sweater, cardigan, or a blazer, and you don't have a shirt to go underneath it, and you're wondering what to wear, oh my gosh. Bring out the black, bring out the white notch collar button shirt. It's just a plain white shirt, and that is just so fun to have a crisp white shirt for spring.
Sure, you can put a vest over it, all kinds of jewelry, or else
yes,
make
you
all
are
kinds
so
of things
good.
Up, right?
You can pair up that little black lace vest up there and
right.
put over it. I mean, you could wear it under a denim jacket. It's just, if you have a white blouse with, they're really, really making known the white blouse so popular this spring and fall. And so I keep trying to get more white blouses in. Actually, I just got a few black ones in, too, if you need them.
Okay.
And so that's a wonderful must-have.
What I'd suggest is buy two. See, I've done that before when I go out of town. I'll bring along an extra.
That is so smart,
extra
Maynard.
Shirt, just thinking that maybe if I have a problem, at least I'll have something to switch into, you know, because I just don't trust
myself.
Oh, gosh,
you're good. You're smart. And I learn from you.
I'm just trying to help your sales a little bit.
Yeah,
too,
hey,
buy two.
I like that. The cash register is going to be bing, 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 bing
right.
Today. So, and then, so my, I was going to wear a white dress shirt underneath this sweater, but it's last time I wore it. Coffee down the front. So that's got to go in the wash.
Yeah, and my coffee is pretty strong too. It's hard to get out.
Oh, that's okay. We'll shout it out. So, and then this little number is a white, it's like a fitted three-quarter sleeve flowy white jacket.
I like that.
So it's like fitted in there in the top. Flowy, it is super, super cute if a lady has a black dress at home that's sleeveless, that's fitted, or maybe she thought she put a few extra pounds over the winter. Do not get rid of that dress. If it still fits you and it's fairly comfortable because of the stretchy fabric, throw a little white jacket over it and utilize your little black dress. And this is so cute. I just paired up with this little black and white zebra print scarf just to finish.
See, now that'll look good on Chris out in the office here, because she likes wearing the longer things that flow, you know, and
yeah.
all this kind
she
of thing.
Be,
so, yeah, that'd
be
good for
her.
Mm-hmm.
And it'd even be cute on Deb Meyer, too.
It would, yeah.
Yep. And so we're talking about bottoms up. Then this little number is I have a pull on. It's a jegging knit. And it's got pockets, so ladies, it's considered a pant, so you could throw this on with that jean jacket, white jean jacket, striped top, and this is great for travel.
Yep, that'll look good.
Yeah, and that'd be so comfy, and it's cute. And then it's also would be cute with this little striped number. Stripes are huge this spring and next fall. And it's just, that would be cute with it, too. It's a little flowier. I just love this top on.
There's some ruffles
in the
front there.
Yeah.
That's the front of it.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a high-low.
Ruffles on the back, down around the edge.
And it's so cute because it doesn't grab onto anything. It's flowy.
I like that necklace, too.
Sleeve. Yeah, isn't that fun? And it's paired up with a chunky necklace. So I think that is really, really cute. I brought a lot of stuff today, Maynard.
All right. Good thing we got a lot of racks to hang things on in here. Yeah.
And then I have been getting in a lot of denim. And the great jeans that I've been getting in are denim, and they are, you can cuff them up, and great for travel. Like I tell ladies, you don't have to bring a lot of denim with. You can keep cuffing them up as the weather gets warmer. You get back to Minnesota, you can keep on rolling it down. And this is really a cute denim jean. It's called the girlfriend jean, where it's not super tight in the legs, but not baggy.
Right, and that's for people who just want jeans without all the bling. Yes, maybe some people don't want all that jewels.
And believe me, I have a room full of blingy ones, too, in my...
And that one's not distressed at all.
It's
that's
not
just your regular pair of jeans.
Yeah, regular pair of jeans, comfy, cute, little bit of distress in the front, but I do have some with holes, but I still firmly believe every lady should have one pair with holes. And then have a dark denim, too. And the main thing right now, ladies, is if you have a lot of denim at home and they don't fit, what's the point? So then just make sure you have a dark denim and maybe a distressed pair and a white pair.
There you go.
And black, and you're good
to
go.
Ready for all occasions.
Yes. And I had to show you these. These are little leather bracelets, and they have Swarovski crystals. I was practicing that on the way, so I didn't tongue twist it. But they're a leather band, and then they have Swarovski crystals on it. Now, this is a bracelet that you can throw on when you go on a trip, and you can wear it all the time.
Those are cool.
And it's comfy, and it's cute. And then I go through these like milk and eggs, and then I have a rose gold one and a white one with.
Okay.
But they're really cute. And then, of course, if we're traveling, we have to bring our black cruisers with that I wore today.
I was going to say, that's what you had on there.
Yeah, and they're so cute and they're comfy, and guess what? It goes with everything.
Yep.
And yes, you may need a pair of heels with this, but we got that wedges in the store. A wedge is really a great option for a dress shoe or a little black bootie, because then they're more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Where the actual high heel, if there's no platform in the front of the foot, watch out, ladies. Those usually are uncomfortable.
Yep, and it's nothing worse than having uncomfortable
If your feet
shoes,
are barking, it is not a win-win.
And the rest of you is not good either.
It's so. Not good.
That's right.
So, let's see here. Do we get all these? And then this little black number. This little black top is a linen top. So, let's say you're traveling. Oh, I don't have a swimsuit cover up. Throw that on. Oh, shoot. I have my little tight white capri jeans. What would I wear that? Throw this black top on. This is just one of those wardrobe must-haves to have. If it's super hot out, this, and you want to wear black and white, because that's what I love to wear in the summer is black and white. I think it's so cute when you have a crisp white pair of pants on and a black top. This is a wardrobe must-have, too.
Well, Monica, we got about a minute left here.
Oh, no.
Time flies when
when you're having fun.
So why don't you give us your store hours over there?
I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And remember to see if you can come to that Runway to Remember in Marshall. It's a great cause, and I'm so honored to be a part of it.
Right.
Can't wait.
All right. Sounds good. And we've got, look at that.
I didn't
even see who came
in. And so please come in and check and see what I did in my store. So now I have a brown room, and I have a jean room, and a vacation room, and colorful room, and a black-white room. Come on over.
Sounds good. That's Monica's over there in Dawson, and we will talk again real soon.
Thank you for putting up with me.
Oh, no problem. Always glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Monica Bothan, Fashionista Friday this morning here on Q92, and we thank you for tuning into the radio here this morning. You're listening to Q92 KLQP, Madison Dawson. We're at 92.1 FM. Time for news and an update on the weather.